I'm Mike Fulta, the voice of your Rockford IceHogs.
Reichel shoots and scores! Fulta shot on and they score!
It's time to talk Rockford IceHogs hockey on 95.3 The Bull with Mike Peck.
Hi, Mike Peck is here. Before we get into talking about the Hogs, we have a very serious debated question to ask you, Mr. Peck.
Oh, I'm nervous here. Sounds like a loaded question.
You should be nervous because there's only one right answer.
All right, so here's the question. 76% of residents in the state line in America agree that a hot dog is not a sandwich. Ryan, on the other hand, says it is a sandwich. We're all wrong. So it comes down to you.
Wow.
Is a hot dog a sandwich or is it a meal?
It is the universe in your hands right now.
It is absolutely not a sandwich.
Yeah!
Okay. Oh, wait, would you call a hoagie a sandwich? I don't know.
Yeah, of course you would.
Well, I don't know. Are you
conflicted about the bun connecting at the bottom? Is that what it is for
you? I don't know. I've just never envisioned a hot dog or a brat or whatever
as a sandwich.
Steve, what is your definition of the sandwich?
Well, first of all, it doesn't matter what my definition is.
What is your definition of the sandwich?
This conversation started because they said a sandwich is two pieces of bread, condiments, and some type of deli meat.
Yeah. No. You started this conversation with just meat.
And you changed it
to deli meat when I absolutely poked holes in your argument.
No, it's just meat. Fine, but that's a sandwich.
Hot
dog is technically a meal on its own. It doesn't need all the other aspects.
Yeah, and I can't explain why. I just, in my gut of guts that has, consumed several hot dogs over the years, am convinced it is not a sandwich.
And I think I had him when I said, when you're at Wrigley Field, they're all, hot dogs, dogs, hot dogs. They don't say, hot dog sandwiches.
Who wants a sandwich? Sandwich! Who wants a sandwich?
But by this metric, is a cheeseburger a sandwich?
No, it's a burger.
Let's talk hockey.
All right, so we have a lot of changes with the IceHogs.
And an emotional week in the organization as a whole, from the Blackhawks to the IceHogs. Tons of trades happening. The trade deadline is later today.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock today, but man, I don't know who else they can trade. And I actually said that yesterday afternoon, and we had 2 trades after I said that. So I should watch what I say, but when we come back on March 15th, we're going to have name tags. Hello, my name is, for all the players.
Special jerseys.
Yeah. Mike Folt and I were talking last night, and something still may happen today, obviously, with the trade deadline. But if you go back to February 4th, so not even a month, I believe there were 10 guys in the lineup on February 4th that are no longer on our roster.
That's
as
crazy.
We stand it. Now, some of them are up in Chicago.
Right.
And some of those guys will be back in Rockford. Right now, we have 5 guys up in Chicago playing with the Blackhawks. So,
And Gus just got his first goal with the Hawks.
He did, yep. Yeah. Yep. And so it's kind of interesting. So a bunch of guys will be sent back to Rockford today because they have to be on our roster today to qualify for the playoff roster in Rockford.
Mm.
Now, they could get recalled as well. So our roster will change today one way or another. But it's been an interesting stretch. I mean, a lot of movement. This has been the most active trade deadline that I've ever seen for the Blackhawks, and which, of course, affects the Rockford IceHogs.
Well, so, for the NHL in general, too, I feel like it's been a very busy one.
And it's strange because usually trade deadline day, 75% plus happens on trade deadline. I have never seen this much action in the NHL leading up to the day, so today might be kind of boring.
So as a fan, who was traded from the IceHogs?
So Dylan Sekera, we actually, all 3 of our alternate captains were traded this week.
Mm.
So Dylan Sekera, Adam Clendenning, and Josiah Slavin were all traded. Dylan Wells was traded. So those were probably the biggest names that were dealt. Cooper Zach was part of the Patrick Kane trade.
Mm.
So, by the way, do you know who Patrick Kane was traded to?
The New York
Rangers. Trivia question for you. He was not. He was actually traded to the Arizona Coyotes.
Yes, right.
And the Coyotes flipped him. So there you go. Technicality there.
Technicality.
Yes.
But that's crazy.
Yes.
So I'm hearing is if you design a hat for a player, they get traded in the IceHog organization.
And all 3 of those alternate captains designed a hat. The good news is we've already given out 2 of the hats. The bad news is we still have Dylan Sekera Hat Night coming up on April 8th. And yes, we will still be doing the hat for Dylan Sekera on April 8th. And, it's opportunities for those guys to, get fresh eyes on them and hopefully get that chance at the National Hockey League. But it is tough, It's one of those things, you don't hear a banker have their boss come in and say, oh, by the way, you've been traded, pack your stuff up and report to Utica.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. That's, athletes get paid a lot of money, but there's also certain things that come along with it that, that make it a pretty rough profession.
Profession, right.
Yeah. And trades is one of them.
So where do we end up next? Where are the Ice Hogs playing? What's happening next?
Belleville, Ontario tonight. Take on the Belleville Senators. And then Laval tomorrow, which is a suburb of Montreal. So, and then the team comes back and has Grand Rapids and Chicago next week. So, five-game road swing over a couple weeks span, and then we're back on Wednesday, the 15th of March.
And you can stream all those games at thebullrockford.com. You can also get your tickets for the home games coming up next week at icehogs.com, right?
Yes, yep, or down at the box office.
And there's going to be a lot of merchandise discounted at the Oink Outfitters, right?
Yes, you know, fortunately, we don't make up a lot of player-specific stuff just because of the nature of the movement, but a lot of great stuff. We have a lot of St. Patrick's Day stuff coming in.
That's awesome. So, all right, so that's your little conversation about the Ice Hogs, and we love your answer on the hot dogs.
You have
carte blanche into the studio right. Anytime you want, Mike Peck.
All right, hot dogs next week.
95.3 The Bull.